This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Kids, summer vacation is over, yes, but hear this. For some students in North Carolina, it is over forever. Year-round school is now mandatory. Instead of a long, leisurely summer, students take several short breaks throughout the year. This new system was created to ease school crowding, but for some parents, it's just not worth the trouble, as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
When the Board of Education in Wake County, North Carolina, voted to convert about two dozen schools to a mandatory year-round calendar next fall, board members heralded it as a cost-efficient way to relieve crowded classrooms. But to some parents, it's nothing short of an attack on family values.
Is mandatory year-round good for your community?
No!
About 100 parents and students marched yesterday outside the Wake County School headquarters in Raleigh. And protesters as young as 9-year-old Ashley Tuttle fretted about the effects of the new calendar, which Ashley says will ruin her summertime custom of visiting out-of-town relatives.
I don't want to go to year-round next year. We would never get to have any family time together. I also have cousins, and I would never have time to spend with them.
Complaints like that from children and parents alike have become common since the board announced the change last month, affecting 22 schools in one of the South's fastest-growing counties. Students on a year-round calendar are in class the same number of days as other students, but instead of a 10-week summer break, they have 4 3-week breaks spread throughout the year. That would be a disheartening change for parent Amy Leinfelter, who marched yesterday carrying a large photo of her daughter playing on the beach.
I'm trying to say that this child will not experience summer and that she will also be absent from her siblings' lives because her older brother will be going to junior high school soon and will not be on the same schedule as she is.
School officials say the year-round calendar is just one part of an ongoing effort to ease crowded classrooms as some 7,000 children a year move into the sprawling subdivisions around North Carolina's capital. Wake County will use what's known as a multi-track calendar, where students at each school are divided into 4 groups, and each group takes its breaks at different times. Spokesman Michael Evans says that staggered schedule squeezes more students into existing buildings.
For every 3 year-round schools you have, you do not have to build a new school. So it's a very cost-effective, fiscally responsible way to maximize your buildings and at the same time maintain the academic performance that the school system has demonstrated.
Though this is the first time Wake County has converted existing schools to a mandatory year-round schedule, Evans points out the system already operates a handful of voluntary year-round schools, where 17,000 students are on the 12-month calendar, mostly by their own choice. Just outside Raleigh in the Wake County town of Apex, Westlake Middle School has operated year-round for more than a decade. Principal Greg Decker says some families were skeptical of the idea at first, but now the school is popular with students and parents. He says he often gets calls from people who want their children to enroll. Decker says the frequent breaks in the year-round calendar reduce teacher stress, and the students tend to learn more because they don't have a long summer layoff.
We never have time to lose information or to regress over the summer. We spent a good share of the first 9 weeks of the traditional calendar reviewing last year's curriculum, and I am absolutely amazed at the time that we're saving right now not having to do that.
Researchers have come to mixed conclusions about whether students in year-round schools perform better academically. Some studies have found a slight advantage to the year-round calendar. Others have suggested it makes no difference. The number of students on year-round schedules now tops 3 million nationwide. But several districts around the country either have abandoned the idea in recent years or backed away from making it mandatory after hearing vocal opposition from families like these who want to protect their summer vacations.
No mandatory! No mandatory!
Adam Hochberg, NPR News.